The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. It's happened to many of us. You fumble for your camera to record a precious moment, but you're a bit too late. A delayed touch of the button, an opportunity missed forever. But now, entrepreneurs in the Netherlands are hoping to change that dynamic with a new camera that can capture events even before you hit the record button. VOA's Julie Tabo has more on that.
While George Wells could travel to the past and future in the 1960 movie The Time Machine, the reality of going back in time is still a fantasy. Or is it? A new camera may be making that dream a reality. A couple of Dutch entrepreneurs have developed the Rotor camera, which records what happened before the start button is activated, allowing users to capture milestone moments before they're lost forever. The camera is not actually recording all day, but is constantly buffering video.
This means that it remembers anything it sees just for a short while. And as soon as I see something that I would like to record, I press the camera like I do now, and it creates a clip that started 10 seconds before I pressed it.
The camera records the 10 seconds prior to being activated, as well as 10 seconds after being pressed. The 20-second clip is then automatically sent to the user's smartphone via Bluetooth. The camera has been in development for 2 years. One of the main design challenges was making it sufficiently energy efficient to continuously buffer.
So we programmed it that much that we only use a small amount of power, and the camera itself lasts for 7 hours, so you can use it almost all day.
The camera lens has a 120-degree field of view, compared with up to about 60 degrees on a standard smartphone camera. It's also got a built-in microphone and records video in two resolutions simultaneously. A low one for quick sharing on social media, and a higher resolution version that can be downloaded to a computer. The lanyard that holds the rotor around your neck doubles as a charging cable. The developers are currently in pre-production and final testing. They've launched the camera on the Indiegogo crowdfunding site and hope to have it ready for mass distribution by late this year. Julie Tabo, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make certain you find out more on these and other stories on our website at voanews.com and join us on Facebook at VOA Asia.
That was a program from the Voice of America.